exactly is tax inversion?
Tax inversion is an attempt by a U.S. corporation to merge or be acquired by a foreign corporation which has a lower tax rate. The reason for that, for example, is that the United States has a very high corporate tax rate of 39.1%, say, versus Canada, which may hit a maximum of 23.6%.
Jumping then to the laws that have been passed, or the new rules, as we're calling them.
They're really not laws.
Yeah.
The law is in the Internal Revenue Code, and the law is passed by Congress. And Congress could not agree on any changes in the law. Instead, the Obama administration said, okay, since Congress is not agreeing to change the laws, we're going to do this more by regulation.
What is then the real impact of these regulations, if any, on these corporate organizations?
The impact of the regulations is they are attempting to prevent the U.S. corporation from being purchased by the foreign entity or merging with the foreign entity in some way such that the foreign entity is the surviving entity. And many economists feel that's not the problem. The problem is the high tax rate in the U.S. for corporations, and that's what should be addressed.
How is this going to impact Burger King's proposed acquisition of Tim Hortons?
They've done something that, as I understand it, is a bit more complex. And no one is making a statement as to whether they would be prevented.
What's the impact on the broader economy?
What they're trying to do is to increase the amount of profit that stays in the United States at the higher rate. But sometimes it's better to lower the rate so that people keep more profit and pay tax at a lower rate and they have more revenue.